the Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Women representing numerous sectors of Georgia ag had a blast at the Georgia Farm Bureau Women in Agriculture Summit November 2nd and 3rd, digging in to gain advocacy, relational, and professional skills. Held in Savannah, MorningAgClips.com reports the event drew farmers, extension agents, ag teachers, USDA staff, County Farm Bureau staff, and volunteers, showing the many roles women have in agriculture. The range of attendees represented indicate how varied Georgia's ag community is. USDA's decision to accept beef imports from Paraguay for the first time in 25 years will not likely change the overall volume of U.S. imports, even during tight supplies and high prices. U.S. meat importers tell Reuters that's due to a quota on shipments. American beef prices set records this year because of herd contraction to its smallest level in decades, leading meat companies to rely more on imports. The agricultural industry has been one of the biggest supporters of the AM in Every Vehicle Act since its introduction. Radio Inc. says the industry has spending power of more than $576 billion spread across millions of workers. MRI Simmons, the leading study of American consumer attitudes and behaviors, explored the media choices for agricultural workers. 8 in 10 ag workers favor AM, FM, and tune-in radio ahead of streaming audio, podcast, or satellite radio.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.